Have you heard anybody mention any other Roman gods or other gods?
Roman gods all the time. Some other guy at a different table is yelling at somebody else. He's like, "I don't have the fucking flux capacitor, and I don't know what that is. Now shut your pie hole." And the other guy's like, "Make me." And then they both sit down and look at the bodyguard, who just goes, sucks his teeth and looks at him like, "What you gonna do now?" They calm down pretty quick. One guy stomps off and goes to a different table. "I'm gonna go get drunk without you then."
Like I have I'm playing with a theory in my head, but I'm not sure about it yet. But has anyone else talked about hearing about other gods or being sort of
Well, you know, it's weird because there's some places they have religion and other places don't. And what I heard is that the ones that do, all the people from the same religion are there, and there's nobody from different religion there. And so I thought, wow, that must be peaceful. No, they immediately all split into different sects and began fighting each other almost immediately.
what areas have you been in that are like that?
He sucks his teeth, sits back, gives you a look.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Is you kind of
Understand.
like me.
All right. So, is there anything else I'd help you find folks with? He says, "It seems the temperature has cooled a bit at the table."
It's cool here.
No, give me empathy roll. Yeah, I'll spell it out for an empathy roll.
Didn't know if you meant it was literally colder at the table or not.
No, figuratively.
I get it. I know, but I'll make an empathy roll anyway.
Yeah, all that shit. Anybody else who wants to also, because Dr. Stephen, who Corey may get it, Dr. Stephen Yang, he doesn't quite get it, but. That just means I can try to fill Corey's head with misinformation, but he's too wily for the likes of me. So, Freddie, you're thinking it's probably time to go to a different table now.
And thanks, Joe, for the information. Hope you have a nice stay here, and sorry about whatever trouble caused you to have to stay here.
Not a problem.
Are
Be
you
safe
Smoker
here,
Joe?
he says.
I'm just like you. Are you a smoker, Joe?
Yes, I am.
I give him a pack of cigarettes.
You've got two cartons. He looks at them hungrily.
I give him a carton of cigarettes.
He looks at the other one hungrily.
That's for later, if I come back.
All right. He calls over a slave and he says, "Move 100 sesterces from my account into his." The slave runs off, gets a pad, like a wax pad with a stylus, comes back and he says, Latin, or he says in bad English, "You name?"
Oh, I use Latin and to
Ah,
tell
he
my
writes down your name.
Dr. Stephen Yang, or I think there's a term for it in Latin. Stephen Yang.
It shows him right, Steve, and draw a picture of a dick. Thank you, sir. That's off. So,
Hundred
Romans and the
Cersei's.
dick jokes. So,
Not to Joe. Move on.
now you've got some money to deal with. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 200 for the other one.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
He has his
Wait,
slave
before you
back
do
over
that.
you. You have three. He's already said yes,
Oh
and you
my.
realize it'd be remarkably rude to go, "Wait."
Right.
No problem. He's got his two cartons of cigarettes. He's looking at him like, "Yeah." It's been a while since he's had cigarettes. You've got 300 sesterces, whatever the fuck that is. And basically it's enough money to drink with whenever you're here. Your drinking is now covered pretty much for several visits, unless you host the PCs all the time, then you probably got a good 5 or 10 visits hosting the PCs.
And what a stay for the night is how much?
If you do that, then you'll cut off one of your visits. So call it 10 visits worth, Corey, and
Okay.
of drinking and eating, and then staying the nights an extra visit. The rooms and stuff, it's not expensive here.
Okay.
Good call there. I would give you a card, but you got a
Yeah,
major trade going, so.
I know.
So,
All right.
do you guys wish to go to your own table or go sit with somebody else?
Probably just it's up to you, I don't know.
I mean, we've been here and we learned it. Is this where we want to stay, or do we want to go somewhere, or did you have something you
I
wanted
just
to
wanted
try
to
and
show
figure
you the
out?
place.
Okay.
I just wanted to show you the place, really. I'm kind of thinking, and this is going off what Alex already mentioned. We believe that Zog might be either the Red AI or a servitor of the Red AI due to the glowing red eyes. We're not
Everybody,
sure which.
roll for something.
What are we rolling?
Listen rolls. Sound like Corey's automatically failing? Yeah.
It.
Those of you who make it and care, hear a couple guys telling stories about stuff that they found in other places. If you'd like, I can relate one of them.
Yeah.
Ate it as well.
All right. One of the guys goes, "Yeah, I was going through one of those, enchanted forests and stuff, and I found this lady laying in a big old glass coffin thing. I'm not sure if she was unconscious, dead, or what." And the guy's like, "Oh, wow." And so I went and checked it out. And that wasn't the weirdest part. And the guy's like, "Oh, yeah? What was the weirdest part?" He sips his drink. I get up close. I look at her face. Really pretty girl. Somebody drawn a cock on her face. Cock and balls? That's right. My God, what kind of fucking monster does that? He's like, "I don't know." Another guy at the table goes, "That was nothing. I came through one of the forest, saw some guy slapping around a lady with it, and I said, what are you doing? She's dead." He's like, "It's a victimless crime." And I said, "Well, she's not dead. It's one of them enchanted sleeps." And then it got weird. He freaked out. He's like, "Oh, ew," because he didn't like the living. I was like, "What?" And so I chop him down. The guy's like, "Yeah. You know what the problem is with these enchanted forests? It's full of perverts and those homicidal woodcutters. You give a guy an axe and suddenly he thinks he's an action star. One of them thought he was a wolf or some shit because I was wearing furs. Fortunately, he was also one of the tech also zones, so my shotgun was still working. AA-12 made short work of that asshole." Yeah, everybody nods. Found out later there was some werewolf running around. It ate some kid and her grandma. Feel bad about that, but you got to defend yourself against these axe-wielding lunatics. Everybody nods and agrees. That's the kind of stories that are going on at a different table.
You've been to the Enchanted Forest, Freddy?
Trying to remember if I've heard of it. Originally, I thought it might be in Gothic, but when they said Techworks, definitely not Gothic.
No, it seems to be like Fables, right? Is
No,
that
definitely not been there. I
Sleeping
wonder.
Beauty, Little Red Riding Hood?
Now, I know we're not supposed to ask. I'm just wondering if there's a way you might be able to, I don't know, pay one of them to take you there. But again, I'm not familiar with the rules here on how that works. But that could be a potentially new area for us to explore. Might hold more answers or more questions. I don't know.
One of the things I'd like to point out that I liked is when you said, "Have you been to an enchanted forest?" He had to stop and think about it because he's been to so many places. He's like, "Ah."
No, I haven't been to Noatan before. Nor have I heard of one until now that I know of. But yeah, I don't know. It's up to you if you want to negotiate your way to them, and I don't know, man. You're the one with the money. You decide.
Give me evidence analysis rolls for something, everybody who's paying attention.
Okay. Evidence analysis.
So it's like, it's usually you don't want to ever ask like how you get somewhere.
Maybe by half.
You're thinking Joe Crater's like super friendly dude, and he got cold when you asked something that was maybe getting close to finding out something about a zone that he was familiar with. So you're thinking asking anybody else about their shit or even offering to pay them. That's going to be, it's a good way to make some enemies quick or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll relay that to him and after having thought about it for a while and say, nah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's up to you guys to figure out why people are so protective of that information.
I mean, I know why, because if you find out where someone's from, you can go there and steal all the stuff, kill them, do whatever you want to. So it's like, I'm not telling you where I'm from. I don't know you. Who are you? Kind of a thing. But that's what I think, anyway. I don't know.
Aside from maybe some casual drinking, they also have debauching you can do here. Aside from that, is there anything else you guys wanted to do?
No, I think we should probably just rest up and heal and maybe...
Oh my God. Mark off one of your 10 charges of money, so to speak, here, Corey.
Oh, you really want to do that here? Not back at the embassy?
It's comfortable here.
I don't care. Forever.
I mean, it's your charge. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it gives you an opportunity to stay in the rooms, if nothing else.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I wouldn't mind because I want to take a note if it has a window.
You
exactly where we are.
You can request a room with a window if you want.
Yeah, I would.
No problem. First off, let me get the healing out of the way. So, Jesse, go ahead and give me a willpower times 5 roll, if you please. Let's see if you actually heal up or if you're going to be Wound Girl. That's your new superpower. You're always wounded. I'm Wound Girl.
Ow! Oh, my goodness.
All right. You are staying wounded for a while.
Yeah.
You don't even need to worry about rowing anymore for a while. You're Wound Girl.
Maybe it smells like almonds.
Cool. Be sure to keep track of how many hit points you're down, because since you got a fumble, next time you play, you're starting off as Wound Girl. Hooray.
One thing. Since we have a window,
I was going to describe the whole room and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to, like, since I can't take pictures of anything, because obviously I have no camera and tech, I don't know, not really allowed over here. I want to try and just, for future reference, I want to see if I can just do a quick little sketch of what it looks like outside. So that
roll,
I can maybe...
roll sketch, and I'll describe the hotel room. They have the usual things you'd expect to find in a old-timey hotel room, but they also include running water. You have to raise a small sluice to start the water, lower it again to stop it. The toilets are weird because it's a normal sit-down hole type thing, but then there's water that always flows underneath it. And then in front of you on the ground is a little curvy stream thing. There's no toilet paper. There's a stick with stuff wrapped around it that looks like it's been used before, and there's only one of them. Yes, this is really how the Romans did it. Apparently, you wash off the stick in the little stream in front of the toilet, use it, wash it, leave it. It's gross as shit. But still, they also have hot baths. Oh, yeah. I studied up on toilet history and stuff. The internet's got everything. And freshly laundered linen, scrub stone floors. The windows themselves, no glass, of course. They're shuttered. But you can look out on various scenes of old-timey Rome. How's that drawing roll going?
That felt it bad.
Cool. Perfect. And, there's people out doing their stuff. The windows seem to be on the third floor. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like a Roman place. Freddie, give me a. You have shadow. Oh, give me a learn roll, Freddie, because you've got other skills and stuff. So go for that learn that I'm sure you'll make first time out.
I fumbled.
Pretty sure a
Fumbled
meteor is going to strike you at any moment, Freddie.
it. Do I know roughly when we are
Give me a
based
history roll,
on
you
the
badass historian. You watch the people doing their stuff and you go,
damn it.
Guys, I'm pretty sure we're in danger. I should probably leave. I'm no weatherman, but if you look up, there's like a dot in the sky, and I'm pretty sure it's a meteor.
Wow, history is paying off. You are approximately, from what you're hearing and seeing and stuff, since you guys are fluent in Latin, you're approximately 54 ab uba cantata. That's 54 years from the founding of Rome. And in our modern calendar, that would be about 700 BC. You figured that out because you'd heard somebody referring to Numa Pompilius, the second king, yes, king of Rome, who's been ruling now for 15 years. He is known for austerity and was elected king. Oddly enough, he was also big into the worship of Jupiter, and they're currently working on building a very nice temple to him. It's very nice. That will bring Rome much pride. It's also the Bronze Age out there, although they're like one guy had like a small amount of iron and everybody gathered around went, ooh, like it's the newest Xbox, that kind of ooh, or the newest iPhone or what have you. So they're super excited to maybe be someday upgrading to the Iron Age.
Is there representations of Jupiter, the traditional representations of Jupiter that we've seen, or I've seen, or are familiar with?
Oldie-timey ones, yes. Yes. Appropriate for 700 BC, yes.
It doesn't look like a different dude.
No, that would be alarming. Yeah. You really wish you could get out there and explore stuff.
I wish, but
Yeah.
we can't go there.
You can
I
try
don't.
and see what happens, I guess.
That's all
Better
right.
safe
I trust Joe.
than
All
sorry. Yeah.
right. Other than that, I think we're good. We just rest and heal. We could probably. I
Yeah.
think we got your spice delivered. We ran into
Too
some interesting problems in Burlington.
late. We didn't die.
I've very rarely seen adventures go as far off the track and then manage to get back on, claw their way back onto the track at the last. So yeah, I would say it's a successful adventure.
But one, if we deliver spices, we deliver spices no matter what the cost.
The problem is they're going to want more eventually. You know that, right?
Well, look, I did my bit. We have two
Okay.
other people in the Spice Hotel. That's their problem now.
I'll save my uniform just in case.
That's
And we
brilliant, actually. Oh
have
yeah, you've got the truck and the uniform and stuff. Yeah, Corey, if you're wanting to keep it on you can, or if you want to, because we'll end off with you guys heading back to the embassy, the Australian embassy in the Beastkin lands, where everybody is like anthropomorphic furries. And by the way, I would like to point out that any real life furries would just be thrilled to go here. Thrilled. They may never leave. She knows what a furry is. She knows what I'm talking about.
I have
Which
a
is,
few friends.
oh Lord. See,
Yeah.
Corey, it starts earlier than parents are willing to admit. The whole furry thing. Next thing you know, your little girl will be dressing as a raccoon, digging through your garbage. It's horrible. So,
Don't give me ideas.
if you want to leave your uniform at the Australian Embassy instead of carrying it around, you can, so it doesn't get destroyed whilst adventuring. Plus, somebody else may go, "I want to be Spice Deliverer Bob." So, by
Okay.
the way, it's Bob on the thing because that's a very 1950s thing. So, we're going to go ahead and end the adventuring here for now. What? So everybody discarded, or wait, do you have any cycling cards? Cards to get new cards.
Let me double check. Okay, yeah. Oh, let's see here. No, yeah.
What you got, Jesse? I'm going to help you with the mission card play here a little bit.
So I can do this. I can do end of adventure card stuff, or no?
No. You got to sit on that one card and make it through all the card cycling. Okay. That's the one part. I have to survive the card cycling.
Logan, does Clem count as an NPC?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna play a hero point rate an NPC.
Fine. make a note of it somewhere. That might be another thing to start up there, Alex, is having a section where all the NPCs who get hero point rated are listed.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Cool. What cards do you got, Jesse?
Plus D8 damage.
Yep.
Assistant plus D8 damage.
Damn, you're
a full
right
clip
around.
Is a happy clip.
Definitely
and then
right around.
Rhino hiding.
And what was the last one? Pie?
Jesus.
Did you say happy pie?
No.
Oh, what was,
full
what
clip,
was the last card?
The last card was Rhino hiding.
Damn, you were ready for combat.
Yeah, after all the combat.
Okay, so I would recommend, Jesse, since you've got no cards that will give you anything good for end of mission, I'd discard all of them. And after you guys have discarded any cards you don't want, hold on to it tight. Alex, hold on to it tight. That
I'm playing to Jupiter.
There you go. And go ahead, and, Corey and Jesse, draw four.
Please no reds. Please no reds. Please no reds.
It's a hard card to keep. I'll be very impressed if you can make it through this. Anybody have any reds?
Nope.
Oh. Anybody have any? Oh, Jesse, what have you got? I know Corey knows what the cards are, but I'm happy to help.
I have victory. I haven't read like this card.
Oh,
like,
victory. Nice. Yeah.
So you have a victory? Does it say prestige mod only? Or actually,
no.
It does. Okay. So, yeah. Victory is good. What else you got?
Haste. Skill plus 15%. And then bureaucracy plus 20%.
The victory will be worth its weight in gold. Corey, how are you sitting?
I got a self-improvement.
Nice. Okay. Go ahead and play that. So everybody except Alex is going to get 4 hero points. Alex is going to get 9 hero points because he got the amazing greed card and managed to hold on.
Yeah, I'm still -5 after this adventure.
Oh, it was a hard adventure for you, but at least you're... Now, one of the things, Jesse, to remember is once your hero points get to about 10, that's when the red flashing light comes on. When they get to about 5, that's when the wailing siren accompanies them. To
hey, what's
let
you know. Logan, what's hero overflow?
Once you get to 20 hero points, anything above that you get goes into hero overflow. Hero overflow kicks in. It gives you special cool permanent powers that work everywhere.
Okay, I have 2 points in hero overflow.
Nice. When you get up to 50, then you get something cool. Hold on. Let me see if the cat will actually go out this time. I hate this cat so much. Go ahead and do skill ups, guys.
Okay. I don't remember how to do skill ups. So
basically, you roll your skill. If you fail it, it goes up by a d6. Or wait. Yeah.
Oh, and your stats? Your willpower? I think that's the only one you got to check in. I don't think you did any skills at learn, but correct me if I'm wrong. You need to roll a 2d6. If you get a 7, then you need to roll your willpower times 5. And if you fail that, then your willpower goes up by 1.
So, right now, just roll willpower, right?
Yeah, well, roll 2d6.
First. Oh, okay.
Yeah, roll 2d6, we get a 7, I think, right? Or is it a 7?
Yeah, it's a 7.
No, roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she did it.
2d6 or...
Seven. Yeah?
Yeah, that's 1 and 6.
So that's a 7, yeah.
Yeah.
So now, roll willpower times 5, and you want to fail this.
Okay.
There you go, it goes up by 1. Good job.
So you increase your willpower by 1.
Alright.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, the rest is just roll it, all your other skills, roll them like you would normally. Anything that's checked, obviously. If you fail it, roll a d6, and it goes up by that much. If you succeed, nothing happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Wow. Damn, dude.
Oh, quick question. Did you want to leave your tarot cards with the embassy, the new ones that you picked up?
Yeah, I want cool. to at least. Here, let me pass them over.
Cool. When you get on the in-game board, or you give the list to Freddy, or you put on the in-game board, or whichever.
Yeah, it's up to you. If you want to just copy them to me, I'll put them up on the board. It's up to you.
Give me like a moment to do all this and then.
Yeah, no worries. You can do it whenever you want.
Did you have a good time, Jesse?
Did I ever get what?
Oh, did you have a nice time? Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
She's like, concentrating, piss off. All right. Cool.
Well, there's a lot more for her to absorb now, so she's got a lot more to think
about. Oh my god. This is even for experienced gamers, this is a complex campaign. So she from what you'd mentioned, she's just recently started her gaming career. So we pretty much said, here's the deep end.
Yeah.
I can't believe you put fucking Amber in this game. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's the excessive evilness coming out of me. See? Alex, you said the exact same thing you did, the exact same thing Matt did. All my players tell me that shit. I hate you so much.
You don't understand. Like, I think one of the epic turning points possibly in a person's life occurred in an Amber campaign run by Logan. It was, I will never forget it for as long as I live. It was frighteningly tragic. And it was the end of that campaign. A campaign that we had invested years and hours, like crazy amount of hours and time, and built shit for Logan and donated equipment to Logan and money to Logan. We fed him and clothed him and kept him alive. The GM for us. I mean, we put our hearts into this thing so hardcore, and it just ended in a blink of an eye. And Chris and I looked at each other and couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe they fell for that too. But yeah,
no, we didn't fall for it. Didn't fall for it. Jeff fell for it.
Yeah, it was
ugly. Almost killed a person that day. Almost killed a person that day.
I'm glad. Now, how many years ago was that?
Jeez, 20 almost.
So
almost 20 years.
There you go, Jesse. You may be making memories now that you will remember when you're in your fucking 30s. Middle age. If you play this enough, you may be thinking back and you'll be like, I remember when that old fucker Logan was alive. Champagne. I was playing with my dad, and sometimes I'm playing not with my dad, just by myself with these other people. And I'm still having flashbacks. So that's something to think about there, Jesse. We'll see.
Alrighty. I'm all done with my skill ups.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, Jesse, let me know well ahead if you can't make the date. But honestly, I hope you do, because that's the date that's got the 24th is the one you'd be playing with Alex, who you already know, and Yana, who's one of the other women that play in the campaign. And she is
looking, may the Lord have mercy on you.
And she is looking forward to playing with you.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can make it. I don't think I'm doing anything that weekend, but I'll let you know if I am.
She's from Czech Republic. She lives in Prague. So you'll get, I'm serious, she really does. So you will get, she actually learned English listening to the game.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I was horrified when I found that out because of the kind of language we use, but now her English is really good now, but it was definitely rough when she first started. She was quiet a lot of the times and, you know, would do things occasionally, but, you know, built up and stuff over time. And she started gaming, I think she mentioned, about the same age you are starting gaming. So interesting stuff there. All right. So I will catch you guys next time. For Alex, it will be really soon.
Saturday.
Be yep.
Yeah, Saturday.
All right, Jesse. I'll catch you on Sunday next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Adios, everybody.
Bye.
Later.